All right, welcome back to the Steve Huff Show, Coach. Let's take a look back at your first week's game before we talk about a bye week that comes early in the year as opposed to the end. But a great game. You knew you bring in an opponent that it had great playoff runs, and that was the kind of atmosphere that game week number one really had to step up offensively and defensively against a tough opponent.
No doubt. And I knew when we scheduled them, you know, they'd won 42 games the last 4 years. And looking at the quality of kids they've had in the past and they have right now, and their nose guard gets an offer from LSU after our game. So, you know, I was really proud of the way the kids stepped up and fought the other night.
And it seemed like you got some responses. It wasn't, you know, you didn't just get away from them. And that game, the flow back and forth, having to make adjustments, do some things in all three phases, is how you want a game 1 week to be.
Yes. Again, the kids responded and never saw a bit of panic throughout the game. A very, I would say, relaxed demeanor, but I guess more maybe a confident demeanor. And so when they responded each time, it wasn't like it was a surprise. It was the fact that they stayed in there and just kept battling. And because we had a couple opportunities in there that we didn't take advantage of early that, you know, maybe could have made a difference in the game. But when you don't do it and you take and go down the line and give up a few plays here and there and make it a very tight game, which with that type of speed they had, we knew it was going to be a tight game. So, again, the kids just kept fighting and scratching and finding a way to get it done.
What kind of grades did you get, you know, offensively and defensively with what you saw from your team?
Yeah, I think for the most part early in the year like that, we're looking offensively to see how our pace is, where we're at conditioning-wise. And you know, we had a few kids come up and cramp the other night. And so looking at that, because it was a very, very hot game. And that's one thing we look at offensively. Defensively, I think it is how are you tackling early in the year? How are you tackling in space? Are you getting to where you're supposed to be? Are your fits right? Because there is a lot of ball still to be played before district gets here. So I think those are things you're looking at. And then special teams-wise, it's more of us finding the right personnel. We're still going through some changes right now and getting the guys where they need to be and spots that can be successful. And that takes a little bit of time. You know, you come out of spring, and we do a lot of special teams work in the spring, but when you go to personnel and during the season and who's going to be playing on one side of the ball and playing a lot of snaps and where can you get them rest and stuff, you know, you definitely don't want your you know, kids that are difference makers not playing on special teams, but you have to be very careful about how you play them.
How much fun was that in film review, the return by Stapp where Joseph makes a block, and then the return by Joseph where Stapp makes blocks? It seemed like that was kind of fun when you're having two guys back there that, you know, when it's their turn to be a support guy, that they make a big play for you.
Absolutely. And our guys, coaches do a great job. Brian Edwards heads up our special teams. Him and Coach Jones and Coach King do a great job. And I think those kids complement each other well. They don't really care who catches it back there, but they're all going to try to take care of each other. And I think that's one of the things when you look at, you know, special teams as we get down here, you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now, you know, you're hoping you're clicking in special teams because, you know, not just giving it lip service. We really try to steal possessions in ball games that way and try to steal some points. And we did set ourselves up for some success the other night.
And really, in that game, I mean, your average field position was really in the plus territory. And that seemed like that was a big turning point for hidden yardage that you know, that you don't see in the stats. But when you know, if you start at the 40-yard line all night long, you're not going to have as many yards as a team that starts at the 10.
Well, that's one thing we try to do is, you know, and everybody's trying to figure out right now the fair catch, you know, what they're going to do with the fair catch rule on the kickoff. You know, if you're facing a really good kicker and how good is your kickoff return team, or would you rather take the ball on the 25? And I think that's all still a filling out process going on right now too. But absolutely the other night, you know, we're going to try to put some pressure on the punter. We're going to try to put the our kickoff return team in a situation where if we think we've got an opportunity to get it up in the middle of the field, we will. But again, getting that yardage, regardless of what return it is or defense pinning them and getting a punt out, I think that's one thing we're going to look at every game and look at hard.
I don't think you could talk Tomlinson into not rushing a punter really hard if that's what the plan is going forward. Again, right out of the bat in first game, he's making an impact for you.
Well, I think he's got a knack for getting through, especially for a bigger kid. A lot of times, you know, your spindly bodies are the ones that are getting in and the benders. I'm not going to say he's not a bender, but he's, you know, he's just a bigger body. But he's got has a knack for it, and he takes pride in it, and that's fun to see a big kid like that rushing. And we definitely use that.
Okay, Coach, before we get to the Hornets off week, it comes early this year. A little bit different for most everybody on your team had experienced that in week 10 and not really in week, you know, 2 or week 1 if you're talking about a 0 week. How different was it this year, and how do you think the kids responded to it?
I'll start with the backside. I think the kids responded great. You know, you never know. Looking at, you know, having that time where there's not a game and there's not a dangling carrot for them. But at the same time, coming off the Foster game and then some of the, you know, the bangs and bruises we had prior to that, it's just another week for us to heal. You know, we're still waiting to get Spencer Maxwell back off his foot surgery. Roderick Brown, still waiting for him to get off his ankle injury. Just kind of nagging type stuff also going on. So I think last week for us, having the week off was definitely a benefit because we'd have been pretty thin places going in that ball game. So looking at that, but the other part about that is we never can go back that early in the year and gain a conditioning week. So we went back last week and really, really hit the conditioning hard one more time and, you know, explained to the kids why we needed to do it this time. And so we took 5 days last week and ran every day after practice and made a point that we were going to get, you know, that's what it was. And the kids did a great job of understanding what we're trying to get through. And then hopefully, you know, you get in these time this week now and in the weeks to come that we can back off that and hopefully our conditioning is where it should be.
This last week it's been really wet with practice. I know you plan practices where you're going to go with a wet football and, you know, to prepare for weeks where you don't know that rain's coming on the weekend. That hadn't been the case this week, and you're probably going to have a wet one here tonight. And I think that probably plays a benefit to practicing it a little bit.
I think it's, you know, this week's been a crazy week. We've been dodging rain all week and practicing the rain a little bit. And we normally do go on Wednesdays. We have a wet ball Wednesday practice. We go through at the end of practice and try to handle the ball in a very adverse situation. And so, you know, just to prepare for that situation. But, again, you know, it's been so hit and miss this week, and we've been getting some practices in, and sometimes we'll do some of our practice during our athletic period to try to sneak in, you know, maybe, 40 minutes of practice while their kids are here and then come back after school and finish up. So it's been kind of, piecing things together all week.
Hornets coming off a big win. You played PNG, ended their season 2 years in a row. And I know Roshan Johnson, their quarterback, had some injury problems against the Hornets. But that's a big victory. They're going to have a lot of momentum coming into your game this week.
Absolutely. We were able to go up there and scout that game the other night. And, Huntsville is definitely a very active team, both sides of the ball, very athletic. Defensively, they're up front four are very good. You know, we looked at Foster the week one and thought, you know, their down three were really, really good. I think the same thing about Huntsville. And you look at it, that's what we want in the pre-district schedule. We want to see people that have great speed and are going to spread the ball around on offense and make us run, and on defense really going to make you work. And there is no doubt this team is going to make us do that.
Sweat, obviously, going to Texas, but there's like three of them there. And obviously that's an athletic and a family that's really put some guys into this program. What do you see from them on the defensive side of the ball that you've got to counteract?
You know, right now they're up front just having their way. I mean, they're just flat out getting after people. Quarterback's on the run the whole time. They're in the backfield the entire time. They'll come from everywhere. They, there's times when they'll blitz, three, four, five plays in a row, bring a corner blitz off the edge. They do a lot of things that not unorthodox, just a lot of movement. And so our kids are going to have to deal with that. And, it's one thing. Our defense moves a lot also. So our kids see it a lot during the spring. But I probably the teams we played the past few years, this is probably as much movement as we've seen from a team. And when I say movement, it's one thing, but movement with the type of ability they have is another, because they'll put the defense away from Sweat and bring all kinds of heat over there, and he'll handle the other side. So you're able to do things when you have a kid like that that's that dominant on the edge. So we have our hands full, but I think our kids are looking forward to the challenge.
Brandon Williams had a really good first game. Colby Cashin got better as that game went along. Two guys that, really making their first starts at the position they're playing now. What did you think about them, and what did you coach them in this off week to get ready for with Huntsville?
Well, I think it's nothing I didn't expect out of both of them. It's, Brandon kind of waited his time last year but played a lot of other positions, and we've known and seen what he's, had the last few years. And so, being able to get out and get going in a situation where it was his to take control of. And then, Colby, we've known that about Colby. He's a hard-working kid and a hard runner, and just finds ways to get yards. At the end of the game, he got that first down, made that cut, got that first down, and he was nicked up the other night too, but played his tail off. So, you can appreciate the way those two kids were out there. And also, there's some kids up front making their first start on the offensive line and never been in a varsity game. Really had a very good night.
All right, that's a preview of the Huntsville Hornets. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. Get you ready for kickoff when we return to College Station Cougar football.